Welcome to Bramisol's Insights to Action podcast library of topics covering regulatory compliance, reporting, disclosures, financial management, and financial transformation technologies. Bramisol is the leader in SAP-based finance solutions and the co-innovator with SAP on developing and deploying purpose-built compliance capabilities. Learn more about Bramisol at www.bramisol.com.
Hello, this is Jim Hunt for Bramisol's Insights to Action podcast series. Today, I'm really pleased to have Scott Campbell back with us, and we're going to talk about media. Scott is head of Media and Telecom Industry Advisory for North America at SAP. Welcome, Scott. Good to have you.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you inviting me back.
Oh, certainly. Scott's got a really interesting background. As a young man, he was involved in Grammy-winning Rock and Roll Hall of Fame artists like Annie Lennox and Robbie Robertson, and as sound engineer. And he's helped to pioneer e-commerce and new content delivery platforms for artists like Duran Duran and George Michael. And that jumping off from there, he moved to the U.S. and expanded on that. And today he's responsible for the telecom, media, and entertainment industries in North America at SAP. And just a side note, most of the major media and telecom industries or companies already run SAP for finance and supply chain. So, Scott, today we're going to do kind of an update. We last talked about media and telecom 8 months ago, and a whole lot has changed in the media industry since then. We're going to focus on that, and then we're going to touch a little bit on how SAP Cloud Solutions are poised to help companies make the most of that. So, maybe we can start off, let's pay a little homage to Robbie Robertson. I understand you worked on a Grammy record, Grammy nominated single for him about breaking the rules, which is kind of apropos for this.
That's right, yes. So yeah, it was very sad to see the passing of Robbie. Saw him a few years ago record a thing for PBS actually in New York, which was a pilgrimage I made to the city to go see him again. But yes, a real legend in the industry, and you know, obviously, kind of somebody who did change the game when it certainly came to the guitar and music in the late '60s with what he did with Bob Dylan, taking Dylan from the folk era into the electric era with the band. So yeah, it was a sad time last week, but you know, since our last podcast, of course, Jim, we've you know, the industry you know, has broadly faced off challenges. You know, through the COVID pandemic and beyond, but it got to the point where I guess in the last 8 months that inflation and the rising costs associated with creating content eventually caught up with us. You know, even Disney reduced its content budget by $1 billion last year, according to reports. However, you know, they still spent a very healthy $32 billion. So, you know, we still have a pretty vibrant industry when you look across those fundamentals. But we've also seen the proliferation of multiple tiers, such as, you know, premium and ad-supported models emerging. So, of course, companies have got to deal with this growth, or they die, or they merge with other companies. So, you know, M&A has also slowed since 2020. And in fact, I saw a report this week from Adweek that said that indicators are now positive for the second half of the year, showing a upswing and resurgence in advertising spend again. So that's good to see, especially, of course, that'll be getting even better in the next 12 months, given that we're heading into an election year. But in that same 8 month timeline, however, we've also seen a real watershed moment with the advancement of artificial intelligence and basically the arrival of extremely convincing auto-generated content, which is really already disrupting the industry. And it might even be alarming some folks with the kind of potential of deep fakes. I don't know if you've seen any of those, Jim, but you know, they can be quite convincing.
I have.
Yeah.
And also, it you know, it's driving one of the big things we're watching in the industry now with the writers and actors out on strike, because it revolves around AI. They're afraid they could be replaced.
Very much so. I mean, even assuming that the right ethics are at play, never mind, you know, the deep fakes and bad actors, you'd literally only need to look at the Screen Actors Guild strike to see that this is not just a passing tech trend. You know, auto-generated content is already threatening real livelihoods, you know. So from a numbers perspective, when you look at auto-generated content versus the high cost of creating original content, it's really not surprising to see why companies want to see those production expenses under even more scrutiny today.
Right. You know, and another thing you mentioned was about the multiple tiers, premium tiers, and a lot of streaming companies that have introduced advertising tiers. And I find it kind of ironic that a lot of those companies had to be dragged into creating advertising tiers. And now they've discovered that's such a lucrative revenue stream, they're actually trying to push people out of premium and into advertising.
That's right. Yeah, well, you know, exactly. It's, you know, even Netflix subscribers now can sometimes get ads on certain things. So yeah, it's definitely blending the thing there. But, you know, I think that's the reality is the pendulum swung. You know, the money used to be in television advertising. 7% of the pie went to the radio. And at one point, it was less than 1% went to the internet. Now, of course, the internet swung to the largest chunk of advertising spend. And television has struggled as a result of that. Again, not to pick on Disney at all, because they're a fantastically successful company, but the CEO of the company mentioned the other week he was thinking of selling off the television business, although they would keep the subscription side of the business like ESPN. So, you know, it's the terrestrial television market is under real disruption. So again, back to Robbie's tribute, as you mentioned, with Breaking the Rules, that's really the name of the game today. And, you know, whether it's, you know, super video on demand or over the top or any of these kind of models, content owners want to be everywhere that they can, but they also want to make sure they get paid and collect.
Exactly. And that kind of gives a good segue into the next drill down session section, which is, what does it mean, these changes, what does it mean from a software and systems perspective? And if you want, you can just go straight from there and segue into cloud-based aspects of that disruption.
That's fine. Yeah, happy to, Jim. Yeah. So, well, SAP is helping companies manage this situation with our platform, and it's called S/4HANA Public Cloud. So when it comes to artificial intelligence at SAP, reality is we've actually been incorporating artificial intelligence and machine learning tools into our products for over a decade to help you run what we call the intelligent enterprise. So this is not new to SAP as a concept. And in fact, the intelligent enterprise can largely eliminate processes that would otherwise require somewhat of a tedious human intervention or data replication and other sorts of potential workarounds that people have to do. So we've got around these challenges by doing some unique things in the S/4HANA public cloud. Our ERP platform runs on this data engine called HANA, which is basically a real-time data processing platform to power your system of record and drive analytics about your business to help you make decisions through real insights and the use of our predictive algorithms that have been specially developed by some, well, real math bottoms that we have here at SAP. So by, you know, the using these tools from SAP to manage your content financials, you'll actually very easily be able to do what is called by title profitability analysis of your content. So like I said, SAP's S/4HANA platform is unique, as by using persistent memory, we've eliminated the need to use a traditional database, which just was a bottleneck in the whole process. So this enabled SAP to create what we call the Universal Journal, which provides real-time access across the life cycle of a title of content. So there's no need to post subledgers and reconcile from different business units. Everything is available to you in real time immediately across all of the systems in your company. In fact, we see companies now run trial closes and trial balances and significantly accelerate the time to close the books. And they can report, of course, with confidence that they are in compliance as well. Our platform is deployed across something like 132 countries. So there's nobody more ready for those local regulations than SAP when you get into certainly markets even outside the US. So from a cloud perspective, Jim, you asked, you know, what Will the cloud's role be? And that is a great question. You know, cloud puts the power of the tools into the hands of the business, not the IT folks, which, you know, ultimately lowers costs, it can lower headcount, infrastructure costs, and it provides you with a total cost of ownership that's lower so that you can take advantage of new innovations like AI to help actually grow your business and focus that capital elsewhere. And we also encourage our customers to keep what we call a clean core, meaning not customizing off the beaten path of a platform that frankly is used by the largest content companies in the world today. So, you know, we can help smaller companies deploy those same best practices through SAP's value realization platform and value lifecycle management tools. You know, over the years, SAP has enjoyed a rich legacy supporting media customers for, I think it's about 50 plus years as the back office for the world's largest corporations in the media industry and beyond. And one of the game changers with S/4HANA is to deploy it with extensions that are part of SAP's industry cloud program, which this could include things like managing subscription and bundling for your front and back office, order to cash processes for digital subscriptions, for advertising, managing affiliates, or you could add tools to help you manage your rights and your royalties, contracting and reporting, or to automate revenue recognition and billing management processes. I know it all sounds like a dream, but that's literally why 9 of the top 10 media companies choose SAP as their platform of choice.
And building it around the S/4HANA platform, with data and operational transactions under the same umbrella, you got massive scalability and the ability to bring in all these other cloud deployment options as needed.
That's right. Yeah, we can pretty much deploy SAP on any of the major hyperscalers like Google Cloud Platform and Microsoft Azure. And we also are a very open company. You know, we've actually got open APIs published online, and we also participate in industry standards and have supported open data protocols, such as our partnership with Adobe and Microsoft in the Open Data Initiative. You know, our HANA platform, a foundational platform, is part of what we call BTP as well, or Business Technology Platform. And that is the piece of SAP's S/4HANA Cloud that actually provides the hooks into and out of SAP, as well as the kind of analytics tools that I talked about earlier. So it's a really flexible platform that helps you scope exactly what you want to do and then expand with capabilities just right there within your reach.
That's a great overview. So, just to kind of move toward a wrap up, what should media companies be doing now as they look forward? You know, the rules are breaking all around them. They need to respond. They need to be agile. They need to be scalable. And they need to be ready for the next curves in the road. So what should they be doing now?
Yeah, well, you know, I would say my recommendation, if any of the stuff we talked about today is of interest, of course, in companies planning a successful transformation journey to cloud solutions, my recommendation is to reach out to Bramasol and ask them to conduct a digital discovery assessment with you, because that can help you quickly scope out what an S/4HANA public cloud implementation would actually look like. And it'll help you understand where you are now, and it'll define where you want to be by when. So if you also choose an expert like Bramasol, who have done many media implementations and they really already understand your business, so there's literally no doubt in my mind that you would benefit from their industry expertise. So literally, again, as I said, if any media business or curious about another platform, check in with us about what SAP could do for you. You can either get in touch with me via email at s.campbell@sap.com, or you can reach out to Bramasol from wherever you listen to this podcast.
Excellent. And I'll put appropriate links in with the transcript of this podcast. Scott, thank you so much for taking the time today. This is, I always learn something from you, and This is one of the most exciting industry segments out there.
Absolutely, Jim. It's a pleasure to speak with you again. I look forward to next time.
Take care. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Bramisol's Insights to Action podcast series. We hope that you found it helpful. To ensure that you never miss a future episode, you can subscribe to Bramisol at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. For more information about Bramisol and detail on our solutions for compliance optimization and financial transformation, please visit www.bramisol.com or email us at info@bramisol.com.